Blog Talk Radio.
All right, all right, all right. Grand Rising, great Grand Rising to you. It is October the 28th, 2020. We've got the Sugar Hill Gang going on at 8:19 a.m. Central Standard Time. Big ups, big shout out. Raise the sky for my niece, Lakeisha. Her birthday, born day is today. Woo! I don't have my sound effects, so I have to use them. I have to do them myself. Happy born day, love. I love you and you know it, and I'm not going to spend my next 15 minutes talking about it because this is the awesome day on purpose review. Yours truly, page 28. I actually spit this book out for her birthday last year, or on her birthday, and then the manifested form, the paperback form, came in April. So I have two different covers. There's a green and white cover for the ebook, and the physical book, I like the red and black, as you will see if you are on the website of Blog Talk Radio and Awesome Day on Purpose. So that's what we're reviewing right now. Gonna jump right in. Thank you for being here, whether live or recorded. 28 of 42. Be brave enough to forget. I'm gonna turn the Sugar Hill people down a little bit. I'm gonna spit this out in less than 15 now. 13, T minus 13 and counting. Be brave enough to forget. This is advice. This is advice. Okay, I'm gonna get it right. Hold on. It's my book. This advice isn't for paying bills. I found my first typo of the day. I have several in here, but this is the first one of today. This advice isn't for paying bills or running important errands. All right, I get it. Being able to wipe away petty offenses will have great benefits for your overall mental and physical health. It is proven that anger zaps our energy. It really does. With clear boundaries, moving forward, we do not have to recall past offenses. Reconcile them on a daily, weekly, monthly, and case-by-case basis. We do not have to stand guard waiting for someone to cross us if we rebuild our standards and practices for daily awesome living. And here's the confession here. I confess complete healing from past offenses that I may live an awesome day filled with purpose and goal-reaching success. For those of us who are archivists, it is a great honor. Be sure to complete the cycle of purging expired information that no longer serves goodwill. Give offenses a deadline. Restore your joy even if you cannot restore the relationship. That's a good one. Restore your joy, even if you cannot restore the relationship. It's beautiful. Last confession, last paragraph here is, the more I trust in the moment, the more I trust in truth. I do not apply the pressure on my mind to recall past infractions. The creator of all things balances all things, and I surrender to universal justice and compassion for myself and others. Where it leads me, I will follow. I will acknowledge offenses to remove them quickly, peaceably, and for good. I love that. I love that. Wow. Some key points that I want to lift from this. Help me fill these out. If you want to reach your goal and you still have any sort of resentment, that is extra energy that you could be using. The person is gone. They don't know what you're feeling. I mean, we are connected, and they may have a sense of guilt or they may not. It doesn't matter. Either way, they're going to feel their feels and you're going to feel yours. And this is all about forgiveness and forgetfulness. If you move past the hurtfulness and just observe that moment where you feel like you were struck, be the observer. Don't be the victim. Don't be the perpetrator. Just be there and be present with it. Say, okay, it's not the first time someone's been yelled at or struck down in so many different ways, even if it's physical violence. And I am not by any means a condoner of physical violence. We still have to forgive it. We still have to move past it. We have to get back to a place of knowing how to touch each other tenderly and aggressively. I think that's where one of our challenges have stemmed from, not being able to give a swat or a paddle on the bum for inappropriate behavior, and now we need yardsticks and bullets to slow people down. And so we need to rewind our aggression and point the guns where they need to be pointed, away from human life, away from life, period. So if you want to play target practice, that's one thing, but to have an awesome day and to still know that there is violence, it does challenge us on a core level. And so as I purpose to have an awesome, awesome, awesome day, I feel my feelings. I got a decline earlier today. It's only 8:26 in the morning. I got a decline earlier. And, you know, it's fiddlesticks. But it's move on, move through, move past. And it won't be the first time, but since you've survived, use it as a, what's the word I want to use here? Use it as a score, a notch in your belt that I was nicked and I survived. And so if you're going to hold on to the memory, use it for good. I survived the bear, I survived the lion, I survived the attack. Instead of being bitter, I was the one to get out. And the more I appreciate and value living after that incident, the better I will heal. And the more thorough I'm okay with looking at what happened to see what part I played. And to see what part the other person played. So just in case I have a revisit with a different shell, a different person, a different scenario, but the same principle, that's when I pull from my karma bag of, I've seen this before and I know how to go around it or not even go down that street. Isn't that beautiful? That's beautiful. Just I don't have to play the game. And that's my goal. That is my awesome day on purpose, is that I'm moving away from and transitioning through. I'm alchemizing, transmuting the thought processes and speech that expands on the negativity that we choose not to have in our lives on a global level. And I've seen it intentionally in other things where they just don't mention certain names anymore. And it says that's where we start to heal. We stop talking about it. We don't, quote, bring it up. After you've talked about it, got it through, leave it alone. Your mouth can only talk about good or bad at this, you know, at one time. So either there's sweet praises coming out of your mouth about how awesome life is, or there's not. And so we have a ton of beauty to express. That's where our energy and passion is. If we leave it up to rage and always trying to pull up the weeds, the proverbial weeds in our life, it's going to take a long time before the grass grows. And so plant more grass and you'll choke out the weeds. And in essence, you know, there really are no weeds in this world. It's what we make of everything. All right, awesome day on purpose, people. That was a short page, and I love it. I had a chance to really think about it for myself. What are you going to do? We got homework today. It is Wednesday hump day. I'm going to give some homework since it's a short class. So my classes, this is my fulfillment, my dream to have a radio show, be a teacher, be a singer, you know, as I'm singing my words. And if I were a live teacher, I would make sure my class didn't know what to expect. Yes, they would have some continuity, routine, but they would be so excited about coming to class every day, they would not want to miss a day in school. Who knows what Miss V will have on, what she'll bring for us. Instead of using, oh, they only let us use these textbooks and things like that as an excuse, have an animated life. If you've chosen a job, get all the way into it. Just emerge yourself and watch how your children, your students, your studies take to you, how much more you grow as the teacher. And so there are so many more beautiful people and things in this world. If all you can see is the offense, you'll never get to the goal. Look at it like a football game. There are no enemies in my world. There are no opponents. If I'm in the black and the other entities are in white t-shirts, then I see them as an immune system to build up my resistance. But they are not there to harm me. I just have to stay out of their way. And my job is to get to the H. My job is to get to the space where my hands are held up, clean hands, pure heart, ball spiked, and you score. We score. We win. So what are you going to do today to score? Let's forget about fighting this and fighting that. And let's look at fast forward, because if we have no opponents, then not only can we move forward, we can propel forward. If everyone is behind us, then we can use the wind of them to fly forward. So I'm going to make my intention today. This is a listener-supported radio show. If you would like to donate, opportunity to donate, Cash App is $GoAskVal. PayPal donation ID is my email address, Valerie_Jeff@Hotmail.com. That information is in the description below. I am getting better with this every day. And it's just me. For those who believe you have to have a whole bunch of people, you don't. It's nice. God knows it is, and that is my intention, to start bringing in the people. I have the Rock Ridge. Now I need the citizens. Would you be my citizen? I would be a great mayor, great governor. All right? You take care, and you have an awesome day on purpose. Vote for the me in you and the you in me, and I will see you on the other side. Take care.